So my book is about other options, and it's looking at foods, infections, toxins, stress, all of which affect your hormones. And, you know, those are finding root causes of depression. And, you know, when you eliminate all of those things one by one, then your depression, as well as many other things, anxiety, sleep, energy, all get better.
Just, I have living actually, that's happened to me. I was diagnosed, I was given medication. I had side effects where I woke up and I felt like I was like not my stout. And they were, oh, you have to stay under for a little bit. And then you start adapting. And I was like, I did it for a little bit. And I was like, you know, I really don't adapt to this.
Right.
I'm like, so, and like you said, I taking some of those steps that were really, really helpful.
Right.
Welcome to Functional Medicine Coaching Moms Podcast, where simplifying healthy lifestyle change for moms is the only goal.
Dr. Achita Stein is an Amazon International best-selling author of What If It's Not Depression? Your Guide to Finding Answers and Solutions.
She is a board-certified psychiatrist and has been in practice for 25-plus years. Propelled by her son's mental health crisis in 2010, she found functional medicine, which resolved all his mental health problems, as well as her own. She has a busy private practice called Functional Mind in Riverside, Rhode Island, where she sees patients for functional medicine and psychotherapy.
This conversation is for you. If you've been diagnosed or treated for depression, but feel like there could be something else going on. It's also for you if you're on medication and you don't like the side effects or it's not working that well, but you don't know what else to do and you're curious about other options. So, Dr. Stein, first of all, thank you so much for this time with us. I really appreciate your time. And
it's my pleasure.
The first thing is that I actually find the title of your book very intriguing. And I was just wondering, what is this title about? And the title of the book is What If It's Not Depression? So can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Sure. Yeah. So it's about when people are diagnosed with depression, a lot of times people don't really understand what that actually is. It's actually a symptom. And some people don't really use that word to describe so many things. And it's better to sort of accurately describe your emotions with other words, like I'm sad or I'm upset or unhappy are kind of better words. But, you know, it is a word that's used clinically as well. And there's a technical term called major depression, which is an actual disorder that sometimes people have, which is a pretty serious issue when many times medications are prescribed.
Yes.
And so, but, you know, that's on that spectrum of very, very mild to moderate to severe. And many times it's women who come into a doctor's office because they're not feeling well.
Right.
And they have many of the symptoms that can meet that diagnosis, which includes fatigue and insomnia, loss of appetite or changes in their appetite, energy issues, concentration issues, right? And lo and behold, then you're given this diagnosis and you match a pill to the ill, and that would be an SSRI, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor like sertraline or paroxetine or fluoxetine, you know.
Right.
One of those pills.
Right.
And it's like, what? Wait a second. I'm not that depressed. Or they don't know what else to do, so they take it, but it doesn't work, or they get side effects, or it works a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my book is about, you know, well, rather than just giving a label and matching a pill to an ill, for some people that works really well and it's absolutely necessary. I'm so not against medication.
Right.
But there's many people where that kind of poops out, stopped working, you have side effects, all sorts of reasons why people don't want to be on the medications and they want other options. So my book is about other options and it's looking at foods, infections, toxins, stress, all of which affect your hormones. And, you know, those are finding root causes of depression. And, you know, when you eliminate all of those things one by one, then your depression, as well as many other things, anxiety, sleep, energy, all get better.
Just, I have limbing aptly. That's happened to me. I was diagnosed. I was given medication. I had side effects where I woke up and I felt like I was like not my style. And they were, oh, you have to stay on there for a little bit. And then you start adapting. And I was like, I did it for a little bit. And I was like, you know, I really don't adapt to this.
Right.
I'm like, so, and like you said, I taking some of those steps that were really, really helpful.
Right. Right.
So why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because, well, I practice as a conventional doctor for 20 years. And my son, who was going, about 14 years old at the time, had overnight became acutely depressed and suicidal to the point where he was on a fifth floor building ready to jump. And this was out of the blue. It was not something that I could have predicted. There's depression on both sides of our family, my husband's side, my side. You know, we would have probably accepted it as, okay, well, at least just one of our three children is having these issues. You know, our genetics have come to fruition, but it doesn't work like that. So the one symptom at the time, because I was still a conventional doctor, that made me think there's got to be something else going on here is the fact that he had double vision. You know, his eyes were off in that he was seeing double, and he could not read anymore. This is a kid who was an avid reader, photographic memory, and he couldn't read anymore. So it's like,
wow,
something's not right here.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah,
and so you know, looking back at that, you know, when you look for root causes, you're kind of like a Sherlock Holmes. You know, you're trying to find all the things that came together that, you know, made the symptoms come to a head.
Right.
And certainly his head came to his head and exploded, essentially. But he, you know, I thought he was a healthy kid. But when you really look at it, he had severe constipation all his life. He sits a baby. He had severe eczema all his life. This is a baby. And so when I search for other options, because many doctors were not listening to me about, like, there's something else going on.
Wow.
I had to find it, you know, hit the books, basically, and
right.
Serendipitously found functional medicine. And we found that he had celiac disease. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention, you know, he was put on four medications to get him better, and he wasn't better. He was not suicidal anymore, and less depressed, but he wasn't sleeping at night. He got very, very anxious, and he was also diagnosed with ADD. Like, something's like, what's going on here, right? We're like, you know, I know many moms are like pulling their hairs out, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. I bet a lot of moms can relate to this.
Right. Absolutely. So I, you know, he was on four medications, and that was where I had a crisis of faith at the medical system at that point. And it's like, no, it's not my kid. I'm sorry. You know, it's not going to happen. And so I had him see a functional medicine doctor, which I just serendipitously, you know, learned about. This was in 2010. And I he had celiac disease. He was malnourished because all he ate was white food. He did not eat anything but white food all his life, pretty much. Might eat broccoli here and there, like that kind of kid.
Right.
He was very, just those two alone.
Right.
Enough to cause all of these symptoms. And the reason it happened at puberty, was because at puberty. So when your body goes through puberty, it's like it's remodeling. It takes on whole bunch of energy,
right.
And it requires your immune system to be able to do that. And so your immune system is handling the eczema, handling the constipation, handling all of this inflammation in his body,
right.
That it went tilt when it went through puberty. So, yeah,
that's an amazing story. I mean, and it, you know, it just showcases like functional medicine. And when you just said something about like the medical. You said
system.
Yeah, the medical system of the crisis.
Yeah, it was a crisis in faith in the medical system.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
So from that point on, it's like, I can't do this anymore. Can't practice medicine this way. So I literally asked the doctor who took care of my son to hire me. They were actually looking for a psychiatrist. And so I started working for them. I left a really good job as a medical director for Community Mental Health Center to learn functional medicine. And I've been doing it ever since. And I do soup to nuts functional medicine in a little practice called Functional Mind in Providence, Rhode Island.
I said, wow, this is so wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
All right, well,
Russell, and thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, like sitting down. I love it. I love what I do, and I get people well. And yeah, I really, there's hope. There's definitely hope you can get well for these kinds of things. It's work. Hey, it's chronic disease, and it's really, it's almost like, you know, taking a house that hasn't been maintained, you move into a house.
Yes.
Think about all the things you have to do to fix up that house. It's the same kind of thing. It's a lot of work.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes. We would love to hear from our mom community. Any wellness topics that are high on your list, please DM us at Functional Medicine Coaching Moms. We can also be reached via email at info@functionalmedicinecoachingmoms.com. You can find Functional Medicine Coaching Moms podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.